Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, so Ivan Lambert wrote this for Commander's Wire. He sent this to me over the weekend. He's a nice guy who occasionally hits me up to some stories that he's on to. And apparently Mike Florio talked about this on his show on Friday. Here's the first quote. The Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today. Mike Florio, host of Pro Football Talk on NBC Sports, told a story Friday morning. The day of the NFC Championship, January 26, 2025. By the way, I don't know if I believe this. I'm just telling you what's being reported. Someone I know who was very well plugged in said, quote, the Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today, and they're just kind of bracing for it. Florio continued on air saying that his inside source told him that the day prior to the beginning of the NFC's title game in Philly, I know people in the building, they know what's coming. What is your opinion on that?
Seems very flimsy.
It's very vague.
Doesn't seem like there's a lot to it.
It's very...
I mean, it's possible.
It could have been just possible, one guy.
Yeah, it's possible in this regard. When we talked about the matchup, and we started going position for position, to a man, we all said that Philadelphia had a better offensive line, had a better running back,
defensive
had better
line.
Wide receivers,
yep.
Better defense. The whole defense was better.
Yeah.
I mean, you were hard-pressed to find spots where Washington was as good, if not better, talent-wise.
Mm-hmm.
The hard part is that they just beat them a few weeks earlier.
But that was with Pickett, right?
The Philly fans would say Hurts was concussed.
For 50 of 60
and
minutes,
it was Devontae Pickett. Smith had the drop at the end where if he catches
here's the thing.
They win the game.
We know that, listen, we've had Mike Florio on the show for 25 years, okay? Dating back to before he was on TV and everything, mm-hmm. We just had the little blog. He is kind of, he wouldn't like this characterization, but he's into like the gossip of the NFL, right?
Yeah.
He's into the gossip of the NFL. I don't think he makes up things.
No, he doesn't.
We know him personally a little bit. He seems to be a man of character. I think somebody told him that.
Probably. And if not, a couple people might have just said, hey, look, it's going to be tough. Like, they might have said it in a different way. Like, hey, it's going to be really tough for us.
They relayed it that way.
They've got an amazing offensive line. They've got Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, I buy that.
They might have said something like, hey, we were kind of lucky the last game, fortunate. We played against Kenny Pickett. Now it's Jalen Hurts.
We know it's
going
to be tough.
We're going on the road.
And then the intermediary person said, they know they're going to get their asses kicked. That's possible.
What were the odds in that game? I mean, Philly was a pretty strong favorite.
Probably a 7.5, 8.
I'm going to guess 7.
Yeah, but that's not overwhelming. That's not
overwhelming.
Knowing you're going to get your ass kicked.
I just have a hard time believing somebody high up in the organization. I don't know if it's a higher up. It could be a minion.
Well,
it
could have been a scout.
You know, could have been a scout.
We're just going to get our ass beat.
Could have been a PR guy.
We're going to get our ass beat today. Like, we don't have a chance today. Like, but, that doesn't sound like the
No, but I think JP's portrayal is maybe more, hey, listen, we know this is a tough football team we're playing. That they're kind of like, other than at quarterback, they might be better at us in every position.
They're damn good at home.
Yeah.
We just beat them. They're going to be pissed off.
And then the guy interprets it.
Remember, the number one thing, too, was Washington had a terrible rush defense all season long.
Yeah.
And they're going up against Saquon Barkley. I'm not saying they lost just because of Saquon Barkley.
They're pissed off that we beat them just a couple weeks ago.
Didn't Barkley take it to the house on the first carry?
I don't know. He had
three touchdowns.
Well, the first time he touched it.
Yeah, I think it was around left.
I love Florio, too. This is just kind of dishonest by him because there's just no way that any credible person in that organization at the top or any player was going around saying...
No, he didn't get it from a player. No way.
We're going to get our ass kicked today. Yeah. They just destroyed the Lions the week before. The momentum was at an all-time high.
No, he didn't say we're going to get our ass kicked. He said... The Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today. So it could be JP's interpretation that they said, hey, man, we're up against a tough one. It's going to be a tough one for us. And then it was relayed as they know they're going to get their asses kicked.
That said,
would you buy that?
I don't really buy it. I'm giving you a scenario. Because the week before.
Right, but it could have been someone who didn't have any credibility.
But the week before, they might have said the same thing against Detroit. Detroit was even a bigger favorite.
Yeah.
I think Detroit was favored by 9.5.
What happened to everyone lies?
It's definitely true. I don't know if Mike Florio lies. I mean, does it matter if he lies? I mean, I don't know.
His entire, I love Florio. His entire premise is rumor mill. That was his thing. He just spitball stuff. Just throw stuff out
there. I know he throws stuff out there. I don't think he would throw out a quote, per se. No. And this is not really even a quote. It's someone's characterization of it. But here's whatever.
It's almost like telephone game, though, here.
Right.
Said that.
Let's just say.
Because even Coach Quinn, I mean, we could probably find quotes from Coach Quinn when talking about the Eagles before that game would have made it seem insurmountable, which is normally what a coach does,
coach
right?
Speak.
You build up your opponent.
Coach speak.
And you're looking at a team that had the number one defense. I'm not exactly sure where they finished offensively, but they had one of the best offenses.
It could be a loophole
thing. They had a ton of Pro Bowlers.
Could have been.
It kind of made sense.
Let's go to the next part. Let's just say, who knows? Let's just say it's BS. Here's the next part. And by the way, I would also preface this by saying, Florio likes to go off on these tangents where he takes one hypothetical to another hypothetical to another hypothetical and comes up with all these like conclusions. Like, that's his deal. I get it. Here's the next question, though, that he was asked. Can the Commanders overtake the Eagles, though? And here's where Florio was doubtful. It's going to take multiple years. And even then, it may not happen. Now, I do believe that Florio has been historically hard on this organization. He doesn't love Washington, certainly when Dan Snyder was here.
Yeah, I mean, that ownership change should pivot on that.
Most people would say that we've been historically hard on the Commanders.
Well, as we should have been.
We're also
hasn't been hard
optimistic,
on
them? And then our hearts are broken.
Who hasn't been hard
year.
On them?
I don't know.
I know.
Hold on. Josh, here, concluding the segment, Florio said, Josh Sweat is gone. Milton Williams, the defense tackle, gone. But the Eagles are still the Eagles.
Yeah, they lost a couple of defensive players. They didn't lose anybody on offense.
No.
I believe every
starter
player is returning on that offense.
Every starter, yeah.
They have all their coordinators and all
then,
that?
And then didn't they draft all defense?
They drafted some offensive linemen.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Let's see. They drafted... first round pick was the Jahad Campbell, so defense there. Second round pick was a safety. Third round pick, I believe, was a defensive back. They did a lot of their draft picks were defensive players. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of hope history repeats itself in the NFC East, where nobody ever repeats, at least in the last couple of decades, as the division winner. But yeah, it's going to be tough to overtake them. And we said that last year, and we said all along, look, they're ahead of schedule. We kept saying they're ahead of schedule. We all said Adam Peters is going to take a couple years for them to turn the roster into one of the best rosters in the league. Jaden Daniels flipped the equation.
He's a superstar.
And they won five in a row at the end. They were 7-5. When they were 7-5 after that three-game losing streak, we were all like, are they going to make the playoffs?
Right, sure. We had questions.
And then, you know, I think they smashed the Titans, 8-5, played the Saints, comes down to a two-point conversion at the end.
Yep. Squeaked by.
And then they won three straight games in the end. So, I don't think anybody thinks that their roster, man for man on paper, is close to what the Eagles have. No,
doesn't that lead you to believe that that story could be true then? That somebody on staff probably told a reporter, when Mike says, I know someone who is very well plugged in, that doesn't mean he knows someone on staff. He knows someone very well plugged in. That means probably like a reporter.
I don't think it's a stretch because you always bring up the Brian Billick wins and losses scene from Hard Knocks.
Well, that blew me away.
That a head coach of a team was assuming losses.
Yeah, but he's like, yeah, I'll probably lose that one, probably win that one. That's going to be a tough one.
Right. So to me, it's not out of the realm of possibility that somebody on the staff and the organization said something like this.
But who was it? It wasn't any of the coaches.
No.
It wasn't any of the players.
Here's the thing.
It wasn't Adam Peters.
You don't think it could have been, believe me, a connection like this. I'm not saying these two. But you don't think it could have been a Kingsbury-Peter Schrager deal where he tells his buddy, isn't that the guy's name that works for NFL Network?
Yes. Yeah.
He tells his buddy, hey, man.
He's ESPN now.
We're gonna this is going to be a tough one.
Yeah, but yeah.
I think it could be. Look.
I think he would say this is off the record. Like you can't.
We're just talking to his buddy.
Can't mention this.
You don't even think about.
I think they all would agree it was going to be a tough one. Yeah.
I think it's more likely if you want to find a candidate on the staff, it'd be more likely like their D line coach or somebody like that. Like
because
the offense. I think Washington went into that game thinking their offense could put up points, and there was no reason not to believe that.
But they knew that their defense wasn't going to stop them at full strength.
Yeah.
So that's what you know.
I mean, you kind of know.
No one
like,
thought
hey,
our defense was going to stop
How are they
going
to stop? First of all, they weren't able to stop anybody running the football. So how are they going to stop that Eagles offensive line with Saquon Barkley?
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that someone in the building said it to a buddy that's like a reporter or something. It's a friend.
Commanders fans better hope.
I don't think he was lying. I'm sure someone told him that.
It's going to be tough.
But I don't know how
he interpreted it as we're going to get our asses kicked.
Yeah, I just don't know how credible that source was.
So you think the source is lying?
No, I'm just saying whoever it was, I don't think it was anybody high up on the roster or someone on the coaching staff.
No, but couldn't it have been a nebulous coach speak thing like JP said where it's, hey man, it's going to be a tough one. And then they interpret it as they know they're going to get their
If he interpreted it that way, okay.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, it's not a direct quote.
But everyone would have agreed to that.
Yeah, but if I say to somebody, say to Florio, it's going to be tough, and then I see we're going to get our asses kicked today, I'm going to be pissed at Florio for taking it the next two or three steps.
I agree.
Like, that's a bit of a leap.
It's kind of what Mike does, though.
Okay. You know what? Might be the last time I talk to Florio if I'm that guy.
I mean, nobody
staff.
In the building, including Jaden Daniels or Dan Quinn or Zach Ertz, would say, yeah, this is easy. We're going to blow them out. Nobody.
Right.
They all said, yeah, this is NFC Championship.
This is going to be tough.
This is the best team
in
the league.
They're pissed. They're going to have Hurts. They have Barkley.
They're pissed. We beat them.
We don't know how we're going to stop them.
Yeah. I believe everyone would have said that to them.
Right. And then it was interpreted as they know they're going to get their asses handed.
Well, I mean, whoever said it to them might have said, yeah, they're going to kill us or something like that. But who knows who.
All right, let's go to Elijah, D.C. Elijah, what's up, man? You're all with the junkies.
What's going on, fellas? We have to understand that these guys, they stay up all night, right, making sure that they have an opportunity to really get a look. If anybody knows what's going on and what they have in that building, it's those guys. Now, knowing how they have been operating, I do feel like it's a bit of a stretch because DQ protects his guys in a way that statement just kind of goes against. They've been so tight-lipped about everything. What makes you think that they're going to start in the most important game? We're going to go get destroyed. We heard DQ be like, hey, we're hunters. He shut that down before even someone had an opportunity to open their face in a certain type of way. So it's just difficult for me to be like, someone was able to be really close to that person and not kind of give them the finger. You know, I mean, that's almost like Mike Tyson. If we're in the back and it's like, oh, Charlie, were we in this space? Oh, no. This we know how this goes. We don't deal with certain little nuggets of doubt. it doesn't seem like that fits the bill from what we've seen.
It definitely
seeing.
Does. When it, at least as far as Quinn, he was very good at his messaging. But
thank you.
He
Thanks
also was
call.
A big anytime, anywhere, anyhow guy. He instilled belief in his team. But so it's not coming from Quinn.
It wasn't coming from Quinn.
No.
It was coming from somebody who was telling a buddy of his he's known for a while, this is going to be a tough one. And then it was interpreted as they know they're going to get their asses kicked. That's my take on it. I mean,
I know someone within the organization.
Yeah.
What if I was talking to that person and he goes, yeah, man, I don't have a good vibe on this one.
Yeah.
And then I went public and went, yeah, I talked to somebody pretty high up and he thinks they're going to get their asses kicked. I could have said that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the exact scenario.
Yeah.
That's the exact scenario.
But again, depends on who it was.
Well, yes, somebody has been around that has sources.
Yeah, could have been.
Mike says it's a guy who's very well plugged in. It's not like it's, you know, Mike Marr. I mean,
it sounds like somebody important.
Someone I know who was very well plugged in said the Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today, and they're just kind of bracing for it. Now, no one would ever admit to that.
Yeah, and again, that's probably just an opinion of that whoever they,
an
he was
opinion
talking
of that
to.
Conversation.
Because if
it
you
could
got,
have
if
been
you got the entire
coach speak,
right? But if you got all the offensive guys together, there's no chance they would have said, "Yeah, they're going to kick our ass today."
But the defense might have known they had no answers for Saquon.
Defense probably knew they had to play A++.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do that against Saquon.
Now, I can't imagine.
They gave up a double nickel.
Who's the defensive coordinator that looks like he just wants to eat everybody for us?
Who? Joe Witt Jr.?
Yeah, Joe Witt Jr. Yeah. There's no chance it was Joe Witt Jr.
No, impossible.
0% chance.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That guy looks like one of the toughest guys I've ever
seen. Sure. He'll kick your ass.
He'll kick your ass for even suggesting it.
Yep. Yeah. Not him. Cross him off the list.
Right. I don't know, man. It's fun, though. It's not like it's some dude of some podcast that no one's ever heard of.
You won't do an investigation, create a podcast about that. Isn't that what, I'm forgetting his first name. Is it Pablo Torre? His whole show is he investigates. We spent some time talking about him.
What did he get
recently
in trouble? He got in trouble for one just like last week, like 2 weeks ago, right? He was insinuating something.
I think he did a deep dive into the Jordan Hudson deal.
Oh, yeah.
Did he get in trouble for that?
I think he took the blowback. Because he suggested that North Carolina was like cutting ties with her completely, and like she wasn't welcome anywhere. I think that was part of the deal. Yeah, I could do one like, what was the podcast, the serial about Adnan? I could do it about this. I could do a whole podcast and recreate the week leading up to the NFC Championship game.
Who said?
And you're doing, I know you're working on a project. I could do a project.
Who said what?
Where I just, I just do a whole breakdown of the week leading up to it. I could interview every reporter, every ball boy, every
sounds too daunting.
Scout.
Sounds like a harebrained scheme.
And then at the end, you're going to uncover
to produce it for me.
At the end, you're going to uncover it was a tight end that's on the IR who told Albert Breer,
right,
who then told
right
Mike Florio,
because right
that's what it could be.
It's something like
somebody
that
told Breer or somebody else that's in Mike Florio's circle that's not necessarily on the team, and they basically painted it like I painted it that hey, Eagles are damn good.
This is going to be
brutal.
This is going to be a tough one.
We got no answers for Saquon.
Right.
Or it was someone in the marketing department who technically is plugged in because they're there every day.
Right.
Well, if it's somebody from the marketing department, that has zero credit.
It's the same sales guy that sent the email about Ovi.
Right. The same guy.
His final season.
I missed that.
You missed a lot.
I mean, you guys.
Long
did you
story
not bring your phone with you?
Yeah. You're on your phone more than anybody. And yeah. No. How'd you miss that?
Did you
one
bury your head in the sand of the bunkers there?
When I play 36 holes a day, I'm not really looking at my phone a whole lot.
I find that hard to believe. Yeah. Check out your average time.
The only thing I was using it for was to log my scores.
Okay.
You think I cared?
I don't know, but I find it hard to believe that you, of all people, weren't on your phone much.
True.
Coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page. Don't go anywhere.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.